Levi's son.
Yeah.
Which one?
He got to be worth more than I reported the name, I guess.
He did.
And the boys got to stealing from him, and the first one thing and another.
Yeah?
He didn't have too much when he died. Out on the ridge from Hogtown.
How'd he get to be so wealthy?
I defrauded him, I guess. Yeah. He went to Wisconsin.
Oh, he did.
And
he went up there with the rest of the porters? The ones that went up there logging?
No, he went by himself.
To a different place?
I mean with his family.
Did he go to the same place or a different place in Wisconsin?
Well, he was near Antigo.
Yeah.
He went up there in time of that timber business. He'd been stayed up there about 20 years. He went for 10.
Yeah.
And he got tied up in land. He just bought boundary land and had all kinds of horses. And swapped teams with them loggers to get one hurt and couldn't work it. He'd swap them one that was able to go, maybe worth one that the crippled would be worth two of theirs.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd swap even till they could just go out ahead of work. He got his wife died and went. Oh, he had no much kids there were.
Is that right?
And the last married her right down here at Lawton Junction. She was a widow woman. And he went to breeding her and she raised a big bunch.
This Bob did?
Yes.
So he had two sets of kids then, huh?
Oh, I don't know how many kids he has got.
He had a set here and a set in Wisconsin.
Huh?
Set of kids here and a set of kids in Wisconsin.
Well, what's living? Heap of them's dead.
You say the name of that place is Antigo? Antigo, Wisconsin?
I don't think that's close to Antigo. I don't know. I never was up there. Oh, he owned ranches and everything else up there.
Yeah.
And he swapped a piece of little farm up there, the one way up in them upper counties. Sort of just told him about it.
Yeah.
That's when he was leaving up there.
Yeah.
Just any way to get rid of it. When they cut the timber, that the land just went down. Nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
That's all of the money, the way they had to make money up there was working in that timber. And they cleaned it off. And the wolves took over. They wheeled aboard. He married Uncle John's girl over here. He went up. And he went working for Bob Porter. Bob had a big team in the big sleigh to put him logging to town.
Yeah.
And he told Bob may have already bought a half of beef.
Yeah.
So he threw his log chains around that beef, and it got dark before he got back to Bob's. The wolves got after him. They just barked like a dog, he said.
Yeah.
Bob heard him coming. They're afraid of a light. Bob lit his light and run out, and they will. These horses, they're afraid of them too.
Yeah.
They're running flat down on that sleigh. And he wasn't trying to hold them either, don't get. But he thought he'd feed them that beef.
Yeah.
Half a beef. And while he was eating that, he'd get away. But he got down there and his chains was thrown, he couldn't unfasten them. Bob heard him coming and he knowed what it was, so he run out with a light and they wouldn't close on that light landing.
Yeah.
Oh, I. And up there, when a mortgage comes due, you can close it the next morning.
Yeah.
Here you can't. He come back here and he'd take mortgages on property and first one thing and another. He thought he could just totally cook Wisconsin. He found out different.
What was your Uncle Jim like?
Huh?
You never said much about your Uncle Jim. What kind of a man was he?
Well, that was Paul's brother. He was a farmer.
Yeah?
Stockman.
Stockman? You mean stock market?
No, just keeping stock on his farm.
Oh, livestock.
Yeah. Raised a big family.
Yeah?
No dad did better than any of them. Well, Ed taught our school when I was back going to school.
Oh, is that right?
I got pretty well acquainted with him. He called me up front once in a while.
And he was your cousin, but he was your school teacher too, huh?
I can recollect this as well if it happened yesterday. We had a habit of calling geography George Racy. I don't know whatever got it started. And that was in our spelling. Well, give it out to me. And I said, I spelled it and said George Racy. And I never noticed the difference. I was used to calling it that, you know.
Yeah.
So he said, say that right. He talked us kind. Said, call my name. Said, call that right. Well, I had stand there a little bit before I understood what he was wanting.
Yeah.
I never noticed they called it wrong, for we just acting a fool. We named it that way back.
Yeah. What'd he make you do? Stand in the corner or anything?
Huh?
Did you have to stand in the corner?
Oh, he had me nearly everywhere.
And he was your cousin.
Huh?
He was your cousin, wasn't he?
Well, they said it was. Me and Fred Goosenberry sat together, and we was up before the court every little bit.
Well, where was this school at?
This old Rock Spring over here.
Was it a log cabin school?
Huh?
Was it a log or was it a frame? Frame
oh,
building?
Big log reached me across the road, doesn't it?
Is that right? It was a log cabin, like.
Yeah. I've got the picture of it here somewhere.
You do? You don't have any old pictures of your dad and his brothers, do you?
No, them was. Oh, I've got some picture of my brothers. I ain't got. Oh, I've got one of my dad with a. Down that Marble Creek. Had on sunglasses just like holes in his head. He was planting corn for me. Ed went out to take his picture and he just turned around and she took his picture and had on them sunglasses.
Yeah?
No good.
And you got some pictures of your brothers, you say?
I've not separate.
Yeah?
I've got them in groups.
But you don't have any pictures of your uncles or aunts?
No, I studied a while back when Aunt Martha and Aunt Mary and Uncle George Dwelly and Mung up to old Parish. You Uncle Steve lived right down there where Roy Parish lived. Well, that Uncle Steve gave the ground where the burying ground is there.
Yeah.
They come up here and they all had the pictures took together. It's about all 11 in.
Yeah.
A lot of them in here.
Yeah.
Lord, I'd like to have one of them, but my opinion, Harlan's got it, him or Herman one.
Well, I think, you know, I talked to your cousin out there in Robertson County. I told you about that. I talked to one lady. She was a daughter-in-law of Mary Porter, you know, and George Dwelly. She was their daughter-in-law. She had an old picture, and I believe that's probably the one you're talking about.
Which one?
It shows, you know, your five uncles, all five of them, and two of their sisters. It shows Mary Dwelly and one of the other sisters, and they're all in front of this white building. Maybe it's that old church house up there.
I've just seen Aunt Mary and Aunt Martha.
Your Aunt Mary was a big woman, wasn't she?
Yeah. Nate Marthy, a little poor woman.
Yeah.
Nate Marthy D. And Nate Mary Dwelly. Old George. Oh, he is a big, he's anyhow 6 foot, and I believe he's over that.
Yeah.
And big with.
Huh.
Him and Howard Ben Summers, when they growed up kind of together.
Yeah.
And he'd eat big bait apples. I guess it's green.
Yeah.
And give him the shits. Folks say he's hitting it about every other fence corner there. We used to have old crooked rail fence.
Yeah.
And he said, I've kind of got a touch of the shit. Paul told him, he said, if that's just a touch, I might hate to have the real shit.
Who was that?
My daddy told him, George Dwelly.
Oh.
He said it had a touch of him.
Wonder who, you ever heard anything about an old family Bible?
Never hear about it.
Yeah.
As Harlan or Herman one got. They got everything from a toothpick up.
Is that right?
Or down, whichever way you want to call it. Yeah. The hippo had it. He had a box up there. He kept all of his deeds.
Yeah.
I guess he had a pay for doing the more deeds in it. But when he went there, he bought a smaller tract of land, and then he kept buying to it. And every time he'd buy a piece, he had another deed.
Who, your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had several deeds, I know, but
yeah,
they got the works.
Could I see those pictures you've got?
Huh?
Could I see the pictures you've got? Those old pictures that you have, could I see them?
I've got some.
They landed in the Massachusetts Bay Company. I got my recorder on, is that okay? I got half a tape.
They were chased out of the Massachusetts Bay Colony because they wouldn't change their religion from Presbyterian.
Yeah.